Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Yeah, absolutely. I wrote a post not long ago called Small Churches Are Not a Problem, a Virtue, or an Excuse. And walk through those few things real quickly. First of all, small is not a problem. Some people just prefer worshiping in a smaller, more intimate environment. They like it that they get to know everybody. Now, when that turns into stubbornness and refusal to grow, then it's a problem. But simply realizing that I worship better in a small environment than a big environment, there's nothing wrong with that. So it's not a problem to be small, and we've got to stop assuming that. Secondly, small is not a virtue. Small isn't better than big. You know, these little churches that talk about they're the only righteous remnant because they're the only one preaching the full gospel of this town is just silly. So many people just think that small is virtuous because, that's their proof that they're the ones that are doing what God wants. But thirdly, and this is the biggest part for me, small is not an excuse to do it with any less than excellence. But excellence looks different in a small church than in a big church. And the challenge is we've been told what excellence looks like in a big church, but we have not been taught what excellence looks like in a small church.
What does it look like, Carl?
That's what I try to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's the small church stuff. It starts with things like friendliness. Imagine somebody going to a big church. It's hard to go to a big church, walk in, go through the entire service, walk out, and feel like the place wasn't friendly. That's hard, but it's not fatal. But if you walk into a small church of 50 people and nobody says hi and nobody greets you and nobody's friendly, that's brutal. Because in a big room, we're used to being an audience, and so we know how to behave like an audience. But the smaller the room is, the more we expect friendliness, intimacy, conversation, relationships. And so one of the things that small churches should do well, but don't always do well, there's nothing automatic, but a great small church does relationships well and does them intentionally. The second great thing about small churches is you get to be pastored by your pastor. You know, people can get a hold of me at my church. They don't have to go through two layers to call me and to get to me. Now, that doesn't mean that we aren't discipling other leaders. I've got a youth pastor who, you know, the youth call him first. And we've got a seniors minister, and the seniors usually call them first. And other than the youth pastor, these are all volunteers. We've got a kids minister who, you know, the kids and their parents call her first. But they can all get a hold of me if they need to. And for a lot of people, they want to be pastored by their pastor, and that's not a wrong thing to want.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.